Welcome to Becoming Limitless. This is the podcast for entrepreneurs who want to optimize their brain and their body with biohacking. I'm going to teach you how to eliminate brain fog and upgrade your health so you can have more productivity, energy, and growth in your business. I'm your host, Tanessa Shears. Let's jump in. Welcome back to the Becoming Limitless podcast. Welcome to part two of this series, this breakthrough series, where the goal is for you to get unstuck and have a breakthrough. Now, why am I calling it the breakthrough series? Well, because there are generally four stages that you will go through as you work on creating healthy habits, getting more energy, and getting more focus. In the previous episode, that is where it all started, where I am talking about the roadblocks, the signs, and how to succeed in each of these stages. But the previous episode was on everything that you experience at the very beginning of your journey, what is normal to experience, and how to move through it. Now, in this episode, I am talking about the stage that you move into after that stage where you're kind of in that very awkward beginning. In this stage, you are just started. Like, you may have joined a program and you're a couple of weeks in, maybe you're 4 weeks in, you've gotten your habits, you've given it some time, and you're just starting to settle in. So in this episode, I'm going to be showing you all of the bumps in the road, what to expect, and how to move through the struggles and the challenges that happen just after you start. So when you start, there are going to be some roadblocks that pop up, and there are going to be five of them that we are going to talk about right off the bat. So, number one, lack of immediate results. Our brains like to think things like, I've been at this for a few weeks. Why am I not seeing dramatic changes yet? I don't understand. I have been sleeping on time for a whole week. How come I don't feel rainbows and daisies? I have been eating no sugar, no flour for 4 days. How come I haven't lost weight? Like, our brains really struggle with this lack of immediate results. They like to question things. Is this working? Is this for me? Something's wrong with me. That is definitely a roadblock that I want you to be aware of and look for just after you start something new, new program, new habit, whatever it is. Where are my results? Why haven't they showed up? And I want you just to think about this for a second. I want you to relate it to your business. When you opened your business and you were in business for all of 4 weeks or 6 weeks or 2 months, whatever it is, were you like, where's my full book of clients? Where's my $10,000 month? Where's my seven-figure year? Of course not. Our brains logically know that things take time to see results, right? And so if our brains logically understand that with our business, things take time. It takes consistency over a long period of time to get the results we want. We need to really understand that that thinking can be applied to our health too. It is the compounding effect of small changes over a long period of time that creates a healthy lifestyle that feels the way you want it to feel. The energy, the focus, the mental clarity, the lowered stress, all of that, all right? So if you are wondering where your results are, I really want you to think, would I expect this of my business? And if not, this is a good time to course correct. Roadblock number two. You run into consistency issues, right? This is when we hear the, I'm not consistent, I can't stay on top of it. When my relatives come into town or something like that, I just can't stay consistent. It feels really challenging to keep up with these new routines. I hear this one all of the time. But the thing is, when we have these consistency struggles, most of us think that that means something has gone wrong. I don't think that that is true. This is a hallmark thing that you will go through as part of learning. That struggle with consistency is that comfort and complacency arguing with who you want to be. And sometimes that complacency wins. But instead of just recognizing that, oh, I haven't developed that skill set yet, we think there's something wrong with us. Nothing ever works for me. I'm going to quit. I'll start again on Monday at the first of the month in the new year, whenever, right? But I really want you to recognize that consistency is a roadblock that you are likely going to run into. And I want you to just see it as that, a roadblock which we need to overcome, not a big red sign that says quit here, okay? The third roadblock you're going to run into are distractions. These could be business emergencies, personal commitments, all things that disrupt your new routine. So you finally, maybe you got a feel for your new routine. it's fit into your calendar in a couple of places and you're starting to execute it, but business emergencies come up, you have to stay late, you miss your workout. Your in-laws come into town and you're just like, well, I can't eat healthy around them because they don't like what I eat, so I'm just not gonna eat healthy for a week. Or you let, you know, an event one night, maybe a social event, turn into a couple of nights, late night TV, and it disrupts your regular routine. So these disruptions are going to happen. These distractions are going to happen. And this is not to say that you should never veer off plan, but I think we need to start really asking ourselves, like, is this actually an emergency? Is this commitment, this personal thing in my life right now, is this something that I have to choose to completely abandon my health practice for? What is it that's bringing in a distraction, right? What is it that is disrupting your new routine? These things are normal, okay? The fourth roadblock you're going to run into is figuring out, like, okay, well, I've got the routine and the wellness habits and all that kind of stuff, and I've got, like, my hectic business schedule. So now, as in the previous stage, you were like, there's no time for that. I'm never going to be able to fit health into my life. In this stage, it's like, okay, I just can't figure out how to integrate it well. Like, I tried workouts at 4 p.m., but I never leave work on time. So now I'm going to try them in the morning, but sometimes I wake up late. Like, you're in that process of integrating. You're in that discomfort in the experiment of being like, this worked and this didn't. But now what your job is to do is say, what am I going to do differently this time, right? You're struggling to integrate. The fifth problem you're going to come up against just after starting, motivation. Your initial enthusiasm, it starts falling. And you are like, why can't I stay motivated? And acting as if it is something that comes outside of us, right? And it makes it really tempting to skip and abandon these very fresh new routines. Like, think of these new habits as like tiny little babies. They need extra care. They need extra support. They need extra attention because they're more likely to hurt themselves. They need your help. They need your support. New habits are just like a baby. And it's interesting. I always like to think of these new habits you have, it's like having another kid. It doesn't mean you abandon the old kids. It means you just take care of all the kids now, right? Like, if you think about that kind of like analogy. So we are watching for waning enthusiasm, not feeling as excited about it anymore. You're feeling tempted to skip things. I'm not motivated today. I don't feel like it. All right. Roadblocks just after starting. Where are my results? I can't stay consistent. There's all these distractions trying to pull my attention. I can't figure out the schedule thing and I'm not motivated. All right. Does this sound familiar at all? And if it does, you might be in the just after starting phase. So the problem with this is the critical point where many people quit. That enthusiasm, the excitement that got you going, it fades. You didn't do anything wrong. This is called being a human. This is called doing the boring work. This is called the consistency and the monotony that creates results in your life. This is supposed to happen. Nothing has gone wrong. This is not where you quit, all right? Don't let these roadblocks cause you to quit. If you can make it past this stage, I promise you, you are going to learn so much about yourself, and I guarantee your business will improve because of it, because you have mastered this skill of doing what is required even when you don't feel like it, okay? So here are some signs that you are in this stage. You, like we said, you don't feel motivated, all right? You're just like, meh, I don't feel like working out today. I don't want to eat that. That looks gross. I'd rather watch TV. I'm too comfortable to get up and go to sleep. You know what I mean? You're feeling demotivated. You start to skip out on some of those routines. You're not doing the workouts. You're not going for the walks. You're not taking the breaks between your work schedule. You start to notice that you're skipping it, right? And on top of that, maybe you're reverting to some of your old unhealthy habits. Maybe you're grabbing takeout on the way home, or, you know, you're letting the TV show run, you know, to the end of the episode, and then just a couple minutes of the next episode, and then just until the title appears, oh heck, let's just watch the whole thing, we're already into it, right? Like, we know those things. Those are the unhealthy habits that have you feeling tired, foggy, lack of focus, you don't love your life, you feel stressed out all the time. Like, this is what created that life. So we're trying to introduce new habits so that you can change the result that you're getting, right? Next sign is you're second guessing your decisions. You're like, you know, maybe it wasn't sleep that I was going to work on. Maybe I should have been working on my exercise the whole time. And you see, I want you to see what's happening here. All that's happening is your brain is like, well, that's not exciting anymore. My motivation is faded. If I start something new, the excitement will come back. So you start second guessing yourself, wondering if this is the right thing instead of staying course. The next sign is if you're feeling impatient, you're just like, this is not fast enough. If you just feel like you are in a rush to implement more, bigger, faster, better, you're probably in the just after starting stage, right? And then you maybe, here's the little fun thing, signs this is where you are. You probably have mild improvements in your energy right now. Like you notice maybe you're waking up, you're not having that brain fog maybe two mornings a week. Or maybe the afternoon energy slump has gone away on a couple of mornings or a couple of afternoons. And you're falling asleep without the hour of tossing and turning a couple nights a week. You're like, ah, I see little improvements, but it's not consistent, so something must not be working, right? It's not the case. Just because you're seeing mild improvements doesn't mean something's not working. It means it's starting to work, right? So if you're like, yes, Tanessa, I am seen. You're talking about me. I am totally in this stage right now. Here is how you are going to move through this stage. Number one, we are going to work on the skill of patience. Do you want to know how to become a patient person? Put yourself in situations where you need to practice patience. That is how you develop the skill, right? So understanding that meaningful results take time. It is just like your business. We talked about this earlier. Relate it back. I wouldn't expect results overnight in my business. Why am I expecting it with my health? All right, you need to develop patience and work on that skill. It is uncomfortable being patient, but it is something you need to be willing to sit in your body without having to do something about it. You don't have to fix it. All right, we need to feel impatient, and it is through feeling impatient that you become patient. Isn't that crazy? All right, the next one. To succeed in this stage, you need accountability. Like having someone to do this journey with alongside of you to guide you is going to be critical in this. So maybe you and a friend make a WhatsApp group and you send a photo of you doing your 10-minute walk or going to bed on time. Or maybe you join a Facebook group or maybe you hire me and work with me to help keep you on track. Like this is a plug for my program, Becoming Limitless. Like seriously, if you need help with the implementation of this stuff, don't waste another 4, 6 months, a year feeling the way you're feeling right now. I promise you, inside of my container, when you have me holding you accountable, things move way faster. What would normally take you 6 months to achieve for results, I can get you in 1 or 2. So it really just depends. When you're going through this journey, you're either going to pay for your results in time or you're going to pay for them in money. And the experience that I have had working on health and consulting with entrepreneurs for years, right? So when it comes to accountability, find it. Whether it's with me, in my programs, with a friend, with a Facebook group, find that accountability and use it to build camaraderie and team and do everything together, right? The third thing you need to develop is flexibility. So what this means is you need to be able to adapt and adjust your routines as needed. So when your mom pops by unexpectedly in the afternoon or your kids stay up all night sick, and you're exhausted during the day, so you need to have a nap in the middle of the afternoon, or you're still too sore from the workout you did yesterday and you need to switch up the modality. So you had a strength training planned, but maybe you want to do yoga instead, right? So the skill that you're learning here is adapting and adjusting the routines as needed rather than abandoning them, right? Which is what we're used to doing and thinking like, if I can't make this fit perfectly and if I can't do all the things, I quit. I'll start Monday. I'll start next month. I want you to learn the skill of flexibility and adapting, okay? The next one, trust the process. Whether you're working through someone else's process or you have developed a program for yourself, trust the process. Lean into it with the understanding that the one source of information that you are choosing to get your information from has the experience, who has been where you are, who has guided people through it, and has a process that has created results. Lean into it. Trust it. Don't try to change it to make it easier or more comfortable. Like find someone's process you want to lean into, even if it's your own, and trust and see it through before trying to make changes, because those changes are coming from a place of wanting to make it exciting again because it's gotten boring. Okay, tracking and celebrating small wins. This is something we need to do better. We need to do more of. Entrepreneurs, we're terrible for this. We're like, yeah, but it's not enough. Yeah, but it's not a big deal. Yeah, but that wasn't good enough. No, I want you to get good at not only celebrating those wins, being like, yes, I went for my walk today. Yes, I woke up on time today. Yes, I'm feeling good and my jeans fit great. Like not only celebrating those things, but tracking them, being like, hey, I reached this milestone. And really recognizing that, right? And then lastly, adjusting strategies, adjusting what you're doing based on feedback, not on feelings. Do you see the difference? Feelings is I'm going to start doing something different because I don't feel like doing this anymore. Whereas adjusting the strategies based on feedback is like, oh, I started going to bed 20 minutes later and my Aura Ring is saying my sleep score went down. Okay, that's feedback. So I need to get more sleep. How am I going to get more sleep, right? Like feedback, it can be from a person. It can be from a wearable tracker. Find a way to get that feedback. So if you are in this just after starting stage right now, you are probably struggling with where's my results? I'm not consistent. Everything's distracting. How do I fit it all? This is not motivating. And you are in that right now. I have just given you the exact step-by-step to overcome this. Patience, accountability, flexibility, trust, celebration, and adjustment. Those are the skills that you need to master before moving on to the next stage, which we're going to talk about in the next episode. And that is all about the roadblocks and the problems and the solutions that you experience just before attaining your goal. I'll see you in the next episode.
Learn something new in this episode or feel inspired to take action? I'd love for you to share it with a friend and leave a review. Your review will help one more entrepreneur feel healthier, more energized, and focused. If you feel good about helping a friend or a fellow business owner you've never even met, you are my kind of people. I'm excited to help you become limitless in the coming episodes.